Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk. I'm Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro.
And today our guests are Christian Heppenstall and John Minton, here to talk about Alaska a Theater of Youth's 25th birthday.
Well, welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, just start out. Why don't you start out, Christian, since you are the director, artistically and otherwise, of Alaska Theater of Youth?
There's a lot to say. Alaska Theater of Youth turned 25 in 2008. It's been a big year, and we have our 25th gala anniversary celebration October 4th downtown at the Sydney Lawrence, where we kick off the 25th season with Evita, a co-production with Theater Arts United, directed by Ed Bourgeois and Stephen Alvarez and Kristen Feartaler, and also Bunnicula, directed by Janet Stoneburner.
Bunnicula, like a bunny.
Yes.
And what is this, like a what is this, a musical?
Bunnicula?
Yeah.
It's kind of a musical. It's got six or seven songs in it. Our music director is Oliver Siemens. We have Veronica Page and Scott Kober from some of the Tao musicals are the Monroes, the parents in the show. And then there's a bunch of the smaller ATY kids doing
A comedy.
The roles of Harold the dog and Chester the cat and Bunnicula the vampire bunny.
Okay.
That sucks the juice out of fruit and vegetables in the pantry and refrigerator. Yes.
Okay, that's what I wanted
Seattle.
To hear. Okay,
yeah.
good. And John Minton.
Yes.
I know you as an actor and a director and an organizer of events, theatrical and otherwise. What is your role here with ATY this go around in this 25th anniversary?
Well, this year I am directing both Merry Wives of Windsor, which is coming up at in the Performing Arts Center in February, and I'm also directing our Young Shakespeare Touring Company production of Twelfth Night, which is a reduced script of William Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. We're going off the script that Paul Schweigert used for this past summer conservatory that he reduced himself, and it's a great script to work off of. So,
and where are you touring to?
We are going to be touring over the next school year. We're going to be touring to schools around Anchorage, and we're also going to be going out of the Anchorage limits in October. We're going to be going on a weekend tour to Healy and Cantwell
and Anderson.
And later this year, we might go to Talkeetna, perhaps
Glen Allen. There's quite a bit of interest for this tour. It's Alaska's only regularly scheduled touring troupe of actors, and they happen to do Shakespeare. How lucky we are in Alaska for that.
And are your actors in this all young people?
Yes. The age range of the cast for Twelfth Night goes from 11 to 17, I believe, is the oldest we have in our cast. And they're all just really, really remarkable to work with.
Three of those kids have been training since 2003 with ATY in Shakespeare. That would be
Hunter Wifter,
Morgan Mitchell, and Maddie Cleaver, who plays Olivia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Mm-hmm. I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
And how do you I've seen this shorter Shakespeare that are done by other groups here. Do you use those, or do you sometimes shorten them yourself? How do you make them accessible to children, I guess, is my question.
Well, Twelfth Night was the Shakespeare Conservatory's production this past summer for ATY Summer Conservatory in the Performing Arts Center. And Paul Schweigert directed that, and I believe that he reduced the script. And I took a look at the script, and it hits all the major points that are necessary to follow Twelfth Night, and some of the cast members were in that production, so I decided to just stick with that version and add a couple of lines here and there to help clarify some changes. But beyond that, it's mostly Paul Schweigert who did this cut.
Yes, but I mean, well, like, what did he take out? Well, like, how would you begin to start? I have no idea how you could. I mean, Shakespeare is such a monumental artiste, great writer and all that.
I can get Paul on the phone.
Okay. So did he chop out characters or situations that he thought were extemporaneous?
There's a servant here and there that's not there anymore, and there are some a lot of the scenes are cut down to the basics of the scene without compromising any of the beauty of it.
I've seen some of his work, and that's excellent.
Yeah. It's a really good cut to work off of. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
It's not unusual to cut Shakespeare to an hour for schools.
I was about to say, usually they are anyway, even like if they're not for schools.
Right.
Aren't their full plays usually a lot longer? sometimes?
Roughly 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 45 minutes. They're pretty long. And on our main stage for ATY, we don't cut them. So Merry Wives of Windsor will be its full five acts.
So wow.
That's and we've done that for 5 years now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. And are they done with all young people?
They are. In fact, we do use members of the community who are older than 18. Mm-hmm. Some members from the university, actors and veteran actors mm-hmm. from around town. David Haynes has acted in the shows. I forget who some of the other actors are. But yeah, we tend to have a few adults in the cast to mentor the younger actors. So
Dean Williams a few years ago when we did As You Like It. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don Love.
Don. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So you mentioned Evita, the Tim Rice classic musical from the 80s, was
from
it?
From Rags to Rubies, Ava Perone,
And that's going to be pretty exciting. I don't think it's ever been. Has it been done up here before ever?
It was done years ago. I think Julia Kosman played the part of Evita 15 years ago.
I think UAA.
UAA. I think Ed was involved in that. Now he's the director, Ed Bourgeois.
Well, that's exciting. Where is that going to be?
At the Sydney, Lawrence. We're rotating these two shows in repertory. So Thursday morning,
What does repertory
2nd,
mean?
It means, well, I'm just about to explain that, Mark.
Okay. Please tell me.
For instance, October 2nd, at Thursday, 10:30 in the morning, we do Benicula for a school show. Then we change the sets. We fly them up and down, reposition, and get ready for Evita for the 7 p.m. performance. The next morning, we do Benicula again, and that evening, we do Evita. So it's a standard repertory rotating schedule.
And what's the purpose of that? Just to put on two shows?
So we can do two shows in one space and double... Double everything.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And John, also, you have another project going on at Out North. You've been doing those poetry parlays.
Yes. Yes.
And they're very successful. I attended one.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
Great fun.
You were the reader for the very first one, or one of the readers.
I was.
Wasn't I? Yeah. It's been going really, really well. We had one Wednesday night this week, and it was our third one, and it's been nice because the attendance just seems to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger with each month. And coming up, we're going to be doing Edgar Allan Poe in October when we move to the third Wednesday of every month. So
apropos.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I got to say that the first one I went to was Allen Ginsberg was the poet that they focused and featured. And I really never heard such well-delivered poems. I mean, the set of the way the work was delivered. You had, like, you know, your crack actors who obviously, you know, rehearsed, practiced, and got it really. They were just perfect.
Yeah.
And it's so important to hear that these poems would be delivered with that kind of, with the intent and acted out almost. It was just, do you direct them to do it, or are they on their own?
When this is going to sound terrible, when I have the time, I get in touch with them and I discuss the poems with them. And usually when I give them their poem, I'll say, here's some guide points for you. This past Wednesday, we had an all-female chorus of readers. And
who's the poet?
Audrian Rich was the poet, and with Arlisha Jones and Donnell Smith as original artist. And it ranged from actors. Christina Ashby was there.
So it was like ladies' night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then we also had people who aren't used to reading in public, and they did some wonderful, wonderful performances. So, yeah.
So back to the 25th anniversary of ATY. So tell me how it's changed in 25 years. For the better, obviously.
Well, I wasn't around 25 years ago here. I wasn't living in Alaska then. ATY was founded by John Goldring and Denise Jewell, who is now over at the Opera, and I forget who the third person is. But it went into McLaughlin School or Youth Center back then. John Goldring had the idea that you could use drama to help out kids of that nature, and so that's where ATY first went. ATY has continued that with McLaughlin all these years, but it's grown into a producing theater with a main stage, with a drama center on Saturdays, and of course the gigantic 23-year-old Summer Conservatory, which is, I think, Alaska's largest summer arts program for kids in the state. So quite a difference.
And like dozens, scores, hundreds of kids have gone through this program.
Well, it's a generation of young actors. And like my colleague Kevin McClear at ATY was saying just yesterday that, golly, wherever I go in town, I bump into people who say, oh, I did summer conservatory, or I was in an ATY show when I was a kid. So it's really touched a lot of people in 25 years.
Yeah, I met a guy just the other day, yesterday, in fact, and we were talking, and he mentioned some names and stuff, and I, oh, you do theater? He said, yeah, and he mentioned ATY when he was a kid. So it, a lot of people, I mean, do it, and they don't go on. You don't see them later on in shows, but they, it's just something, you know, a great learning experience to kind of just personal growth and all kinds of confidence and learning about literature, and yeah, and they take that with them, and it's a positive thing.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. So, John, now you directed. You just have, obviously, you're a very gifted actor. I've seen you in a lot of plays.
Thank
and
you.
You got that something special, whatever it is, baby, you got it. But how do you know how to direct?
It, you know, it's I've done tons of shows here in town with a wide variety of directors, and a lot of what I do, I build off of what I've seen Christian do in the past and what I've seen Lorraine McConnell do and directors at UAA and directors from high school and, you know, just all across the board. And I use a lot of just what I see works. I try to replicate that. And what I see that I don't feel as an actor works, I try something different. So it's a learning process. I mean, I'm still learning as I go, but yeah.
So you're a sponge.
Yes, I am a sponge.
Well, to his credit, though, he was assisting me with Hair and Rocky Horror number 3.
No, I didn't help with Rocky Horror. I helped with Julius Caesar.
And Julius Caesar.
Yes.
And
yes.
Hair. So,
yeah.
And so if you do you do all of this, I can't understand. I've always thought that directing must be extremely difficult.
It is.
It is. It is. It is. But just... You know, to avoid stress, just what I do is I just take a deep breath and keep going and work things out way ahead in advance and make it work. It's really...
He communicates very well with actors, and that's key.
Yeah.
That helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And once again, Alaska Theater of Youth, and you're going to go to the... What they call that, the rail belt?
The rail belt?
Yeah, is that up there?
I don't know.
Off the rail belt,
it's the Denali
Anderson?
Borough School District is
that
where
what
we're
it is?
Going.
It's
Denali
on,
Borough
it's on
School
the rail
District.
Belt.
I guess it's
and,
on the rail belt,
what's
yeah.
You, where are you going to, like, people, are you going to billet your actors and local?
Well, when we took the Scottish play up there last spring, we billeted, as you say, at the high school, Tri-Valley High School in the gymnasium. I took a hotel room because I'm not going to sleep on a gym floor. But that started a wonderful rural partnership between ATY and that school district, and that's wonderful. We were a hit. They were a hit. It was a big love fest between their students and ours.
Oh, great.
And we had peer-to-peer teaching with our kids teaching them, with the adults just standing back and watching Teen Power. And it was fantastic, and the Bard was a huge hit. So we're going back a second time in the fall, in October, and we're going back a third time in the spring. So it's just getting bigger and better.
That's very exciting.
Like athletic teams.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but in this case, it's Shakespeare.
Which is wonderful.
They do it with basketball and stuff. They might as well do it with Shakespeare.
Might as well do it with Shakespeare.
Why not?
Might as well.
And maybe they'll come down here and like treat Anchorage to one of their productions.
Well, they came down to see Julius Caesar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was really great. So we had a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have been busy.
Very busy.
Very, very busy.
We're very blessed at ATY. It's a lot of good hard work and good people.
Yes. Sounds like it.
I've been involved for the past 4 or 5 years with ATY now, and it's just leaps and bounds in how much it's grown, and it's really nice to see and really nice to be a part of. So,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, congratulations, thank guys. You're doing some good work. Well, thank you so much. This is all we have time for. We were talking to Christian Heppenstall and John Minton of Alaska Theater of Youth. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. We only have one item. It's a short calendar. Brown Eyed Girls Theater Company concludes its run of The Odd Couples at Cyrano's Off-Center Playhouse. And this production presents both versions of The Odd Couple, the male and female versions alternating tonight and Saturday night at 7 p.m. and 9:45 p.m. with the final performance on Sunday at 3 p.m., a matinee. For tickets, you can go to centertix.net or call 274-2599.
Well, that's it for this week's Sage Talk. Until next week, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro. Thank you for listening for KSKA.